Good evening. So first of all, I just want to say thank you so much.
Thanks.
For all your prayers, and I know a lot of you financially supported me over the first two summers, and then this summer a bunch of you are praying for me, and I really appreciate that. I don't take it lightly, so thank you. You know who you are. So this is my third summer at Word of Life Youth Camp. My first summer I worked in the kitchen, and then the last two summers I was counseling. And if you didn't know, Word of Life is also a Bible school, and summer ministry is part of their program there. So normally they only let students counsel, but the last 2 years they haven't had enough students, so they've had to ask other summer camp under summer staff to counsel. So I was one of those that got picked. So as a counselor, you're with your campers all day, every day, Sunday to Friday, wrong way. And you do everything with them. Everything that you do together earns your cabin points. So sometimes you have to be really creative to win. So a couple of examples of that is every morning after breakfast, you go back and clean the cabin up. But you have to do a cabin display, which is always like a Bible theme. So like sometimes it's like the parting of the Red Sea, or sometimes it's the rapture, which was always like, what are we going to do for that? But so one time it was the burning bush. It wasn't even Moses in the burning bush. It was just the burning bush. So what we did, my co-counselor, she had like this fake fire. I was like wooden and stuff. And for our bush, we just left my laptop open with a picture of President George Bush. We got a perfect score on that one. Another thing we did was we had to dress up every night for supper. There's like a cabin dress-up theme. So one night it was pick your own Bible story, and then you had to act it out. And I was thinking, like, what's the most obscure Bible story that I could possibly think of? And the first thing that came to my head was, like, the death of Jezebel, which is so random. But, yeah, so that's what we did. And it's not like your most child-friendly story, but, you know, we won. And something else we did was mealtime challenges. So you could do, they'd call up like one camper from each team, either the red team or the blue team, and you could win points for your team. Also, if you got mail, you had to do a mealtime challenge. And so I got a few letters over the summer, and one of the challenges I had to do for one of them, I had to put a pair of nylons over my head and then eat a banana through the nylons. I was like the grossest thing ever, but hey, it was worth it, you know. So those are just some of the silly things we did. I'd have to say my favorite thing about counseling this summer was seeing campers come back from last summer. So I really did miss them over the year, like ask my family, I talked about them all the time. Probably drove them crazy, but it was just cool to have the opportunity to like continue our relationship and to be able to minister to them again. And it was also encouraging that they were actually like excited to see me. That was kind of weird, but whatever. And there was this one girl who I had my first summer counseling, and she was the hardest camper I ever had. She absolutely hated me. Like, she was always rude to me. She wouldn't listen. She just wanted nothing to do with me. And then this past summer, she came back to camp, and I was worried she was going to be in my cabin again because I was like, I don't know if I can handle this. Turns out she wasn't in my cabin. And then on Friday, she came up to me, and she's like, you know what, Morgan? I really wish that I had been in your cabin this week because you're such a fun counselor. And that, like, that right there made my summer. That was pretty cool. On the more spiritual side of things, our goal was to make sure every camper clearly heard the gospel, and if and when they were saved, that we gave them some simple ways that they could grow in their faith. One of the ways that we ensured that we did this is every counselor was required to have one-on-one meetings with their campers. And honestly, these were my favorite. Like, they're so much fun. I enjoyed like just talking with campers and getting to know them better. And we'd spend like an hour and a half talking about like their dog, and it was great. It also broke my heart though, because like some of the situations that these kids were in were so rough, and like kids as young as six going through things that I couldn't even imagine going through myself. And there were times when I almost cried over the stuff they were telling me, and I also got really angry at like the injustice of it, but somehow I was always able to point them to truth and to give them some verses that would help, and it was cool to see them encouraged by it. They would like, their eyes would light up, and they'd have a little more spring in their step as we finished our conversation. It was great. For me personally this summer, I was really reminded of God's sovereignty and how he's working everything together for the good of those who love him. Like, sometimes it seems like everything's going wrong, but we all know, like, God says he has a purpose for doing it, and it's for the greater good. Another thing, I grew in my love for God's word. As a counselor, you're in it every day, and you're teaching from it, and you're encouraging your campers, and you really have to be putting more in than you're giving out, because it takes a lot out of you. But I find the more you read God's word, the more you want to read it. Another reason I love camp so much is because of the people there. Working side by side with them all summer, I've developed a lot of really close friendships, and yeah, they're just a great bunch of people. Like, I love them so much, and I miss them all the time. And I don't want you to think that it was, like, all fun and games either. Summer camp can be intense ministry, and it tires you out. And I was at the end of my rope a lot of times, but God always gave me the strength to do it, and not just get through it, but to do it well. After 6 weeks of camp, we had 382 campers, and 44 of those came to a saving knowledge of Christ. Praise God.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here this evening, and I'm happy to be able to talk to you about my summer camp experience. It was really helpful for me to just get out there and try something new in ministry, especially something I've never done before. This is my first year at camp, so a lot of new experiences for me, and I'd like to talk about that. So before I get into that, I'd like to thank those of you who helped me through prayer as well as financially. You know who you are, and thank you so much for that. It really helped me more than you can even imagine. The camp needs lots of finance, but also lots of prayer for the things that we do throughout the summer. So once again, thank you for that. It was on my heart to get into this ministry in about April. It had been an idea in the back of my head to at least try it for one summer. And with the camp being close, with our relationship with it being good, I decided that the opportunity would be now. So I gave it a shot, and I'm happy to say that it went well. Expanding God's kingdom is one of the greatest things that we can do in the communities that God puts us in, whether that's here in Forest or anywhere else. And I was placed in Forest Cliff, and expanding God's kingdom through all of the kids I got to meet, all the other staff I got to meet, was absolutely an amazing experience. The duty of Forest Cliff is to create life-changing experiences for the campers under our care. It is our biggest goal, not only just to have fun, but also to minister to these kids that are coming through the door. We know that they don't all come from good homes, and those are things that I experienced throughout the summer. Broke my heart a lot to see kids returning to home situations that weren't ideal. But also planting that seed of the gospel into those kids' lives was an amazing process to be a part of. I can't speak to the numbers of kids that came to Christ throughout the entire summer. But I can speak to a few of my personal experiences. We had about 3,000 kids this summer come through camp, each and every one of them getting the opportunity every day in chapel or in cabin devotions or campfire every day to hear about God and God's word. And one story that particularly speaks to me, one of my experiences, is this. It happened in my first week. I was pretty new. Every other counselor there had tons of years of experience. So I was a new guy, and I was pretty scared. Didn't know what to expect. And because we had an abundance of co-counselors, so these were staff volunteers, I was elected to be put with two co-counselors. So I thought that would be pretty helpful for my first week, and I have an extra staff member in the cabin. But about Wednesday afternoon, both of my helpers got very, very sick, almost out of the blue. And they were taken to the nurse's cabin. One almost was taken to hospital for how serious it was. And I was lost with 12 misbehaving campers for the rest of the day. And to make matters worse, I had a pile of paperwork due the next morning, and things were not looking well. So I remember sitting in the back of my cabin, both of my co-counselors in their beds, you know, coughing and hacking, throwing up. Not a good atmosphere. I remember sitting there doing my paperwork, and there's a knock on my door. And I opened the door to find 7 campers with tears streaming down their faces because they're homesick. At this point, it's about 12:30, and I was not feeling the greatest myself. But I took the opportunity to speak the life of Christ into these kids, and I'm happy to say that the next morning, 6 out of 7 came to Christ. So, once again, the opportunity that I had this summer was amazing. I was able to work in the cabins with the kids. I was also able to work on the worship team, which is another experience of camp, another taste camp that I got to try, and that was a lot of fun. You know, being in the cabins and teaching God's word was just, it was a new thing for me, and I really enjoyed it. I got to connect with all the campers on a level of friendship, giving them healthy relationships. I know that they all didn't come from ideal homes once again, and it was good to see them progress and show an interest in interacting with other campers, interacting with me, asking lots of questions about the Bible. Another area that I got to serve in for 1 week was the kitchen crew. I was a chef. That was interesting as well, working behind the scenes and providing for all the other counselors, all the other staff. That was just a new experience as well. And getting to talk with all the other staff, where they were coming from too, I got a lot of opportunities to do that. That really helped me construct my own faith, just have somebody alongside me, and also to construct their faith, keep each other strong as we minister throughout the summer. So once again, I want to thank you for your prayer, for your finance, for keeping me in mind throughout the past summer. And I also want to thank you for your prayers for the campers themselves. I know that all of them received the seed of the gospel. Now they're back out into the real world. But I hope that camp, the ministry through camp, has spoken into their lives in some way. And I just ask that you continue to pray for them, their home situations, their daily lives, and that they would ponder God and the gospel, things that heard this summer. So thank you.